Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Claude Lévi-Strauss. Now Claude Lévi-Strauss is very famous in the field of anthropology and he is also famous in the field of structuralism. And Claude Lévi-Strauss was a French social anthropologist and, as I said, an exponent of structuralism, especially in the field of analyzing cultural systems. Because what he did was, he used the principles of linguistics, in particular structuralism, to analyze cultural phenomenon, particularly myth, kinship, in terms of the structural relations among their elements. And Claude Lévi-Strauss was born in 1908 and he died in 2009. Now, a little bit about his biography. He studied philosophy and law at the University of Paris. Later on, he also taught in a secondary school. After that, he was appointed as professor of sociology at the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil. And in Brazil, he also did his field research on the Indians of Brazil, means the native population of Brazil. He was also influenced by the work of linguistic Roman Jacobson. And finally, in 1959, he was appointed to the chair of social anthropology at the College de France, basically a college in France under University of Paris. And see, structuralism is not something limited to literature or linguistics. The principles of structuralism have been applied in various fields. For example, comparative religion, film line, philosophy. And Claude Lévi-Strauss applies this in the field of culture, or he analyzes cultural systems. And Lévi-Strauss's structuralism was an effort to reduce the enormous amount of information about cultural systems to something simple, to what he believed were the essentials, which is the formal relationship among their elements. And he viewed cultures as systems of communication. And he constructed models based on structural linguistics, information theory, and cybernetics to interpret them. And the way he analyzed myth or mythology was, he identified myths as a type of speech through which a language could be discovered. And from an exam point of view, one of his famous works is The Savage Mind. Okay, The Savage Mind, which was published in 1962. In this, Lévi-Strauss talks about two important terms. One is bricolier and the other is engineer. Now, what does he mean by bricolier and engineer? Now, to understand the meaning of bricolier, you first must understand what does bricolage means. Okay, bricolage. See, bricolage basically is said to be material that is made together by putting together whatever material is available to you. Matlab, kind of improvisation or jugaad type ka. Use kehte hain, that whatever material was available to you, if you are told to construct something or make something, you just used whatever was available and you made something out of it. And this may not be very amazing, but good enough. Whereas the engineer kya hota hai? Engineer is, you know, just as the name suggests, somebody who is an expert. Now, what does the engineer do? Engineer, first of all, acquires all the material that is required to finish a particular project or assignment, just as any expert engineer would do. So, of course, the final product of an engineer is much better, right? So, Lévi-Strauss compares bricolier with the engineer. He says that the universe of the bricolier is closed and he is often forced to make do with whatever is at hand. Matlab, whatever is available, he'll have to just use that. Whereas the universe of the engineer is open in that he is able to create new tools and materials. But both of these people, means somebody who may be a bricolier or somebody who may be an engineer, live within a restrictive reality. And so the engineer is forced to consider the pre-existing set of theoretical and practical knowledge of technical means in a way that is similar to the way the bricolier would do. And Lévi-Strauss says that the bricolier can be approximated to the savage mind and the engineer can be approximated to the scientific mind. So from an exam point of view, you should know what he means by bricolier, engineer, what is the savage mind approximated to, what is the scientific mind approximated to. And some other works of Lévi-Strauss, some famous works are The Elementary Structures of Kinship, which came out in 1967. After that, in 1955, there was the popular work called A World on the Wane. Okay, A World on the Wane. This is basically a literary intellectual autobiography. After that, Structural Anthropology. Okay, this is the name of the work, Structural Anthropology, which came out in 1961. After that, in 1962, it was The Savage Mind, and the French translation is La Pensée Sauvage. Originally, all the works of Levi-Strauss are written in French, but I am just telling you the English titles of all of this. The Savage Mind is the English title and the French equivalent is La Pensée Sauvage. Now the next important work of his is called Mythologiques. Okay, Mythologiques. This is the work. It had 4 volumes and all of these 4 volumes had different titles. First volume was titled The Raw and the Cooked. Okay, The Raw and the Cooked. The second volume was titled Honey to Ashes. Okay, From Honey to Ashes. Third volume was titled The Origin of Table Manners. Okay, The Origin of Table Manners. The fourth volume was titled The Naked Man. Okay, The Naked Man. After that, in 1975, his work called The Way of the Masks. Okay, The Way of the Masks. In this, what he does is he analyzes art, religion, mythology of the Native American Northwest Coast Indians. Okay, of the Native American Northwest Coast Indians. And in 1983, he published a collection of essays called The View from Afar. Okay, The View from Afar.